This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. A New York Times survey of 270 U.S. colleges and universities has uncovered 6,600 COVID-19 infections among students and staff and 14 coronavirus-related deaths. Hundreds of the nearly 1,000 schools the newspaper contacted did not reply to the questions. The statistics do not include numbers for the fall semester that's already started at some schools. The Times said the estimate is almost certainly an undercount. American educators are cobbling together a hodgepodge of plans on how best to protect students and staff from the virus. Some have taken all classes online, while others have a mixture of online and in-class learning. Lawmakers for the Navajo Nation, an American Indian group hit hard by the pandemic, have approved nearly $651 million in spending to fight COVID-19. The funds came from more than $714 million the tribe had received as part of the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act. About 175,000 people live on the reservation that spreads across parts of the U.S. states of New Mexico, Arizona, and Utah. About one-third of the homes lack running water. As of Friday, the tribe had reported more than 9,000 people infected, and at least 456 members of the Navajo Nation have died of COVID-19. China sent seven Chinese health officials, the first of a 60-member team, to Hong Kong on Sunday to begin widespread COVID-19 testing in the territory. Hong Kong's new infections have been in the triple digits for the past 11 days. So far worldwide, nearly 18 million people have been infected. More than 686,000 people have died of COVID-19, according to Johns Hopkins University. This is VOA News. The United States has condemned the Hong Kong government's decision to postpone for a year the Legislative Council elections initially scheduled for September the 6th. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said in a statement Saturday that there is no reason for such a long delay. He called for the election to be held as close to the September 6th date as possible. Pompeo said the postponement confirms Beijing's intention not to honor agreements made when Britain turned over its former colony of Hong Kong to China in 1997. China's handpicked Hong Kong leader, Carrie Lam, announced Friday that the city's September legislative election would be postponed for a year because of the pandemic. The move is seen as a blow to the pro-democracy camp, which was widely expected to do well in the election. Reuters is reporting that attackers suspected to be members of the Islamist group Boko Haram have killed at least 13 people and wounded 8 others in a grenade attack in northern Cameroon on Sunday. That's according to a local official and a security source. The unidentified assailants threw a grenade into a group of people inside a camp for displaced people near the Nigerian border in the far north region of Cameroon. Boko Haram has been fighting for a decade to carve out an Islamic caliphate based in Nigeria. The violence has cost the lives of 30,000 people and displaced millions more, and it has frequently spilled over into neighboring Cameroon, Niger, and Chad. Israeli police used force to disperse protesters gathered outside the official residence of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Jerusalem Sunday morning. Several thousand demonstrators have been rallying at the square in central Jerusalem. The protest was one of the largest turnouts since demonstrations began. The protest calling for Netanyahu to resign have been the largest protest movement in Israel since economically motivated protests in 2011. Smaller gatherings took place in the capital, Tel Aviv, and near Netanyahu's beach house in central Israel. Eventually, police forcefully cleared the square, carrying away protesters who were refusing to leave. There have been no reports of any arrests. Many Israelis believe that the prime minister has mishandled the country's coronavirus crisis. Others say Mr. Netanyahu should not remain in office while on trial on corruption charges. Two U.S. astronauts have splashed down in the Gulf of Mexico after a two-month flight to the International Space Station aboard the commercially developed SpaceX spacecraft, Crew Dragon. Astronauts Robert Behnken and Douglas Hurley lifted off to space from Florida in May. It was the first time a commercially developed spacecraft had carried humans into orbit. They both are married to astronauts and departed the International Space Station on Saturday night. Marissa Melton, VOA News.